Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Round Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Going to be talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder.
Everyone, it's always nice to have a chance to come in here and say a few words today. I hope everyone's having a warm day. It looks like it's going to be for today, or I guess summer's last gasp.
Yeah, they're showing 90 today, or in the 90s today, 90s tomorrow, I think. The rest of the week's in the lower 80s, so.
Well, I'll take the lower 80s. Well, September's not too far off. It's only a couple weeks away, and when it gets into September, then it gets a lot better, and it gets a lot cooler, and a lot better to get out and move around a little bit. It's only 2 weeks away from today is Labor Day.
That is true. This year is just flying by.
Boy, it is. They said it'd be like this when I got older, and I never really thought of it doing that.
You know, it's funny, the other day, I told you I have relatives that live up in Duluth, Minnesota, and so I have the temperature and stuff for the weather forecast for Duluth on there just to see, and I had looked at it, and I'd forgotten about it, and I pulled it back up and thought, wow, it's going to be 75 degrees tomorrow.
So. Maybe in Duluth, not here.
No. Then I looked at it, oh, I got it. I'm in the wrong city, but... So we'll be talking about some things going on with the county today.
Sure, just a few different things that are going on. Try to update a few people on some of the events that are taking place. Something you've probably heard me mention before, I'll start off with it since it's taking place this morning after this program, is all the paperwork has been completed for the Care Center roof project. You've heard me mention that before. Mm-hmm. Which is a roof replacement, and the closing of the documents is actually going to be at the Care Center here just a little bit later on this morning at 11 o'clock. It's not really a public event. It's just I have to show up and do that and meet with the contractor to begin that project. But we were able to actually complete the paperwork on it and have it signed off at our last board meeting a week ago. And so now it's ready to begin the transfer of the funds and fund the project and begin to get it underway. And that's very important. The roof obviously is, golly, I'm going to say 20 plus years old. It's probably more on the order of 25 years old. And so it's something that's definitely needed, something that has been needed to take place for quite a while. And we were able to receive a low interest loan for the project from the Farmers Home Administration, which that always takes a while. But actually the delay in this particular time frame, because the delay usually runs into them completing the paperwork, actually allowed the interest rates to drop a little bit. So it's a 3.25% loan for just a little under $300,000. So that makes it a much, a very good deal. Makes it as good as you can do over a 20-year period. That keeps the payments very low on it, and that'll be beneficial. And we'll provide the funds necessary to replace the roof. It ran just a little more than the original engineering projections because when I got up there to actually do it, they realized that they had to raise one of the air conditioning units. So that'll be the first part of the project, is to get in there and to get that moved and up. And once they have that completed, then they'll be in a position where they can begin the tear off and get it on. It should not be a real long job. Say if they get started September 1, they should be finished by the end of October and ahead of the bad weather. Excuse me. Because in once you get into the winter, I apologize.
It's allergies.
it's a warm day. And I don't do this for a living, but when you get into the summertime, into the wintertime, and you have the snow and ice, that's when you have the leaking problems the worst. That's when, and so it'll be fixed in that time period. So we'll, when it comes winter time this year, we'll be in a lot better position to go through it. So I'm happy for that. Happy to get it accomplished and get that one off the, you know, off the back burner and moving forward. So that'll be good.
All right. Tell you what, let's take a break here and we'll come back and talk some more about things going on in the county. This is People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:37. Welcome back. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, and today we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we're talking about the roof at the care center that going to sign the paperwork.
The new project at the care center is putting a new roof on the facility. Mm-hmm. Like I had mentioned earlier, that roof was about 25 years. I don't know exactly, and it had different ages and different spots. But this will be a complete replacement, which is what it needs in order to bring the building up into a much better shape, stop the leaking. I mean, you can't set buckets in the floor in the middle of winter when you have an ice and snow event. That just is not acceptable. And you have to have something that's reliable that you can depend on when it comes to that. But like I had said, we'll have the closing in a couple of hours here and the signed paperwork and meet with the contractor, the preliminary construction meeting in order to kick that off. And hopefully they'll be underway by about September 1, round numbers. But that is that project we talked about in the first. Something I get asked about quite frequently, and I'll go over it just a little bit, is real estate tax bills. They are progressing forward. I've actually looked at all the different levies as they relate to Randolph County. Now, each taxing district is responsible to verify their own levies. The last I heard, and I'll get an update on it later today, is probably towards the end of August or maybe the 1st of September, which will, with a first pay date due in 30 days, which is going to make the first due date somewhere around September 30th or maybe a week or so after that. I mean, that's preliminary estimate right now. But they are moving forward. We're about, about 8 weeks behind where we were last year. But there were some reassessment issues that have to take place every 4 years. And there was some discrepancies in some of the P10 numbers on there, those property tax identification numbers. And they had to correct a few of those that had not been corrected over a period of time and realign some of the properties. Now that we're getting better with our computerized mapping, it just provides better information. So we had to do those realignments, and that put us behind a little bit. But hopefully this will take care of it, and then next year we'll be back on track where we need to be. But obviously, as they get late, it puts a cramp on all the different bodies. The school district, obviously, is the largest, depending on where you live, is the largest item on your real estate tax bill by far. Now, I don't live inside the limits of any village. I live in the country, the rural area. But on mine, the Sparta School District is about two-thirds of my real estate tax bill. The county of Randolph is the other one-third. Even though you pay it all to Randolph County, Randolph County is just the collecting agent who distributes it out. But it's nice to see those moving along forward, and hopefully we'll have them out here pretty quickly in the next couple of weeks and get on track as to what we need to do.
So that's nobody likes to pay it, but you think if you don't, you don't the services that you don't have, I mean, it all costs money.
No one likes to pay taxes, including myself. But, you know, such things as schools aren't, you know, they're not free. I mean, they have to be supported and paid for, and all the different services we enjoy in Randolph County, the roads and the bridges and our parks and all those things, they all cost money. Police protection, fire protection, all those items cost money.
You want to know when you call 911 that you've got
that someone answers. And those benefits, which are very important to our way of life, they do cost money, and they do have to be funded. And real estate taxes on a local level here, when you're dealing with local communities, local counties, real estate taxes is a very big part of that funding mechanism. There's also a few others like portions of sales tax, but not all of it, but that helps fund it. And some of the motor fuel tax, but we'll see how that shakes out now that they've made the change on it. It's too early yet to project what it's actually going to be. I mean, you can, it's preliminary estimates, but it'll take about a year before you really have the good numbers as to where it's going to go and how it's going to be. But that's it's all moving forward in a good process, and that's good.
I guess roads and stuff.
Well, the county's completed most of their road projects. The Baldwin, what I call the Baldwin Blacktop, but it was that's the old style in me. But it's the Baldwin Road that ran from the county line, the county line on the north side, St. Clair County line on the north side, south to the village limits, then from the village limits south down to what is Ridge Road. That was resurfaced. That is now completed. They finally got the striping on. It was being held, the completion was being held back for some special striping for the railroad crossings. They have to put down special illuminated striping, you know, that glows, you know, and, and the little markers in the center of the road, which are very nice. Those are very nice when it's foggy or rainy or something to see those in the reflect off your headlights.
True. I've been on roads that the striping is very much in need of replacement.
Yes, you know, and that's all part of the newer design, so that had to be completed. So that's all complete now. The project is taken care of. Although it's not Randolph County, the highway from what is essentially what I call the covered bridge there northeast of Chester into basically downtown Chester. Well, actually, it ends right there at Murfreesboro Road. That area is being resurfaced on the highway. That looks like it. I just saw it a few days ago. It looks like it's maybe 50%. So it's coming along nicely. I'm sure they'll have it finished up here before long, but that's actually a state project, but it does benefit us. And most of the cleanup from the flooding is pretty well taken place, and they're evaluating the expenditures on that to see if there will be any federal funding to help with the cost of the cleanup or any of those things. But that is as of yet unknown. That has to be all summarized and accumulated and put together with all the other counties, both sides of the river from St. Louis on south towards Cairo. Then it's all evaluated as one group. And right. if it's substantial enough that funding is required, then it's all funded as one group from the federal through FEMA. So that is all underway and moving forward. We probably won't know any answers on that before next spring. It just takes a while. But river stages are back to normal now, or they're a little higher than for this time of year, but back within bank normal and those types of things. That is very well, going very well also.
Most of the surrounding ground is the water's receded from.
Yes, actually, it's a bit dry out there now. It's hard to believe with all the flooding and the rain we had this spring that you look out there on the crops now and you say, my beans could use a little bit of a drink.
True.
And it wouldn't hurt a bit. And they're projecting some showers here over the next several days, so hopefully everybody will get a little shot of that to help them along. Most of the corn is pretty well made at this point in time, but the beans are still out there and they still need to be taken care of.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take our next
break. Sure.
We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. 9:51. Got about 6 minutes left in the program today. We're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder and talking about some of the things going on, the tax bills, the new roof for the care center. Also, we've been talking about over the past number of months, the application's been filed for an enterprise zone.
Yes,
something that would be helpful to the county.
Yes, that would be very, it is obviously going to be very beneficial if we're fortunate enough to get it, but it's actually, the process began almost 18 months ago, right at the first of 2018, and Randolph County in coalition with Monroe County, economic development groups from each one, elected officials from each one, the counties, as well as the City of Waterloo, City of Village of Valmar, City of Redbud, City of Sparta, Village of Evansville, City of Chester, and I think City of Columbia. Nine different entities together, put together, worked out over the course of about a year, a joint application for a enterprise zone for this community and area. Spread throughout the pretty much the area described. We did get that application in. I talked about quite a bit last year. We did get that filed by December 31st as required. I think we filed about 2 days before typically, which is normal. And that process, the application has been reviewed, of course, throughout the course of 2019. Typically, they make the award sometime, you know, towards the latter part of the year. Then if you're not awarded, if we weren't awarded, we'd have another opportunity to file for another one at the end of 2019. Well, the latest update on all of this is that there's a committee, a commission that meets to study enterprise zone applications. And that's met a couple times. And at the meeting last week, I believe it was, our application was brought before the committee, and it was reviewed for a couple of 3 hours, and it seemed like everything went very favorable at that review. Had a very positive result on the review. So it looks like we're continuing to move forward with it. It looks getting through that committee and with a positive with a positive outcome is, I mean, that's one giant step forward.
They didn't look at you and go, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. They didn't reject us. Okay. So with a positive, you know, with a positive outcome from that, looking for the term in my head where they recommend forward to the next step, you know, approval from that to move forward to the next step, that puts us very much on track. So I was very happy to hear that that occurred. So now we need to wait for the final reviews, and hopefully we'll get a course of the politicians will make their announcements. Mm-hmm. And I guess I shouldn't say that because I'm one, but we'll, you know, make the announcements when it's finalized, but that'll be for the, that's issued by the state of Illinois. And with that, it'll provide benefits related to sales tax not being required on new construction and improvements within, for facilities within this enterprise zone, utility tax abatements, sales tax abatements, and there's a couple of others, but the ones I just mentioned are two of the bigger ones. That'll provide that benefit. Then if you can couple that with the local TIF zones, which we have some of those here, and the TIF zones relate to property tax abatements, that takes care of the major ones, and that gives companies are looking to locate within the enterprise zone and or to expand or continue to create jobs within the enterprise zone, they have that availability for them. That just gives you one more tool in your toolbox to attract new businesses and maintain businesses here in the area. And this is, of course, the enterprise zone is a regional approach to growth, and we have to look at growth from a regional approach. Obviously, when we say, you know, I'd like a new factory in Randolph County, but really anything in the region, in the area, Randolph, Monroe County, even Perry County, Jackson County, any improvements in the region helps the whole region in general.
Right.
And you have to look at many of these opportunities for growth as a regional approach. If we can get something in our general region, that is beneficial, and that helps quite a bit. So I'm looking forward to it. It looks like we have a real good shot at it.
So now we just wait and see what the
wait and see what the final outcomes are. But it's looking very positive at this point. Also, the Southwestern Illinois Tourism Group put out their numbers. They track tourism through Southern Illinois. Of course, the tourist season isn't over yet, but it's moved pretty. You know, it's moving along pretty well. And they're projecting tourism numbers for the region, of which Randolph County is a part of it, to be actually be up for this year. So that's nice to see that we're bringing more tourism dollars into our area, which is very important. Tourism is very, you don't think of it as that much for Randolph County. Since we live here, we don't think of ourselves in tourist area, but we are. And that helps all the different businesses and hotels and restaurants and everything when you can attract tourism to our area. So those look like they're up for the region. All of the Southwestern Illinois corridor, which includes Monroe County, Randolph County, you know, on down to Jackson and in that area on the Great River Road and the Cahokia Trail, which is an important part of the history of it. So that went well. And, of course, the Grand's finished now.
Yeah.
It wrapped up about a week ago, and that I heard that went real well. I have not seen the final numbers related to it, but everything I heard said that it was up this year on the number of shooters and the number of different events increased by a couple percentage points. So that was good to hear. And so hopefully that to give everyone who participated in it a very good experience, as well as you know, helping the local economy and those involved in it. So it was nice to hear that they had a very good event this year and it improved.
If you're not really involved directly with it, it's hard to imagine, but just the economic impact that that has.
Economic impact is very high for our area. And of course, you know, we want to keep that in Randolph County and in the city of Sparta, in order to continue to improve and grow and, you know, and provide more economic benefit to our area. And although I'm not directly involved in it as a, you know, a member, but nevertheless, as an elected official, they call on you and you meet with them and discuss issues and those types of things.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but thanks for being with us today.
That's quite all right. It's always nice to come and say a few words.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
You have a great day.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.